Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you. The King is here. We thank you for the choir sharing with us the joy of the season. Christ is born to us. A Savior is born. The King is here. We thank you, Lord, for victory in Jesus. We pray that you would help us to understand, Lord, these days, this season of time at Christmas, that you are among us, you are with us, and the best news of all is that Jesus saves. So, Lord, thank you for the chance we have to be together today. Thank you, Lord, for the young and the old who are here. Bless them all. And bless our time now in your word as we seek to hear what you have to say to us. And thank you, Lord, for saving us through Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. If you have your Bibles, Luke chapter 1 is where we'll be looking. I'm Pastor Mike. If you're a guest, God bless you. We're glad you're here on this wintry day. Feels like Christmas outside. It's supposed to be like this. Don't forget tonight, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock. You'll want to be here. The choir, the orchestra, they'll be a blessing to you. Invite a friend, bring them along, and you be with us. We're glad you're here today, though, on this little bit of a cold day. You know, at Christmas time, we have lights all over our house, lights everywhere you go. It reminds us of what I want to talk about today. We light these Advent candles, light. Light and darkness, light and darkness. This is the message of the Bible. Light is salvation, and God is light, the Bible says. In him is no darkness at all. Darkness, sin, wickedness. And so we learn today that Jesus Christ is the light of salvation. I've asked you to turn to Luke chapter 1. This is actually a prophecy made by one of the priests of Israel. His name was Zacharias. Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit. This is John the Baptist's father. And so we read these words of prophecy that are given here. And I want to focus primarily, they begin at verse number, if you have your copy of God's Word, they begin in Luke chapter 1, verses 67 through 79. But I'll only be focusing this morning on verses 78 and 79. And I'd like for you to stand now and honor the reading of God's Word as we think about Jesus Christ, the light of salvation. Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Heavenly Father, how I pray today that we might understand that Jesus is the light of the world, that Jesus is the light of salvation. And for many of us who are in this room standing with our Bibles in our hands, we remember the day you saved us. We remember the day you woke us up out of our sinful sleep, and you brought us into the light. Thank you for the life-giving light of Jesus in salvation. Lord, we've come again. You've allowed us to live long enough to come again to this season of Christmas. May today we celebrate and honor you as the light of salvation and the personal salvation that you've provided to each and every one of us who believed on you. And oh, how we pray for our friends and neighbors, we all know them, who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior, who still live in the dark. I pray that today you might motivate us, as we hear your word, to tell our friends about Jesus and light the way to a way of peace. May my words honor Jesus. Teach us now, Holy Spirit, by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to see three things this morning from these brief words in verses 78 through 79. The first thing is this. Number one, Jesus Christ, the light of salvation, has come to the world. We need to remember something. I'm going to ask you in just a moment to turn back to the Old Testament book of Malachi. Malachi is the last prophet recorded in the Old Testament. So this brief page turning from Malachi chapter 4 to Luke, even to Matthew, is a 400-year period of time. For 400 years, no prophet of God from Israel spoke. There were no more prophecies, no more promises about a coming one. For 400 years, there was silence. God did not speak through any other prophets. So then we have breaking out here in Luke chapter 1, this prophecy from this priest who's from the hill country of Judea. He was a country boy. This country preacher, this country priest prophesies. They don't usually go together, priests and prophecy. But as he was doing his work in the temple, an angel came to him, and he was an older man, and said, "Your wife's going to have a child." He didn't believe it. And the angel said, "Since you don't believe in what God's going to do, you're not going to be able to talk until the child is born." So Elizabeth, his wife, gives birth to John the Baptist, who is the final prophet before the coming of Jesus. And these are the words that this priest prophesied, not only about the ministry of John the Baptist, the final prophet of before Jesus came, but he also speaks these words we've just looked at in verses 78 and 79 that have to do with salvation in Jesus. And I've said to you already, when you think about Jesus, you cannot help but understand Jesus as the light of salvation who has come into the world. So let's look at that for a moment. In verse 78, we break into what he's saying. If you go back to verse 76, "And you, child," now this is Zechariah speaking to John about John the Baptist, his son. "All of you who have young children, babies, you pray and ask the Lord to show you what it is that God will have for them to do." And we find this priest speaking in prophetic ways about what his son was going to grow up and do. He says, "You, child," 76, "will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give to his people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins." That's what John the Baptist came to do, to show and prepare the way of the Lord, and then to show us how to be saved, give us a knowledge of salvation and how our sins can be forgiven. And then notice in verse 78, "because of the tender mercy of our God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." The tender mercy of God. The tender mercy of God now has sent this prophet John the Baptist, this strange man who preached repentance. Repentance, get right with God so that you might be saved, when Jesus was coming. Before Jesus was born, then we read these strange words, "because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us." I thought the sun rose from the east. But here, Zacharias says, there will be a sunrise from above. Sunrise is a good thing. Living here in Middle Tennessee, we love the sunrise since it gets dark at 2:30 in the afternoon. Sunrise is a special thing for us. That sun coming through, even on a gloomy day like today, the sun rose and there was light filtering through the clouds, and it just seems like early in the morning when the sun is rising, it just doesn't seem like that the light will be able to overcome the dark. You know, there's an old bluegrass song, you know, "the darkest part of the night is just before the dawn." And that's the way it was in the world before Jesus came and was born into this world. Darkest of dark. Man in his sin. The darkness of not knowing how to find God. But the sunrise from on high. You see, there's come a sunrise from above, not from the east. And there is no statement of a sunset. There is a sunrise from on high. I want you to know this today, that this sunrise that's being spoken of, you notice in your Bible, it has a capital. It's in the uppercase. It's S. It is the Lord Jesus. Malachi chapter 4, verse number 2. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise. There's come in the day in which you and I live what I call, and others have called, the gospel day. The sun rise from on high has come. Jesus has been born. Oh, hear me. When we celebrate Christmas, we are celebrating this. The sunrise from on high. We now, when Jesus came, it was the beginning of the light coming into this world. He finally lived his life and died. He came. Notice it says, the sunrise from on high visits us. So Jesus Christ walked on the earth. He had a body like the rest of us. He came and he visited us. There's nothing more special when you're in a sad, hard, sick place than to get a call or to get a personal visit from somebody that you love. Jesus came to visit us, the sunrise from on high, the sun. The light has broken through the darkness in Jesus. And there, even as a baby in the manger, as we celebrate at this time of the year, the coming of Jesus Christ in flesh, we're reminded that all light in the world now comes through Jesus. I want you to take your Bible and look in 2 Corinthians 4 for just a moment. Go over to your New Testament and find 2 Corinthians 4. And I want you to see in verse number 6, Paul's talking about gospel ministry, preaching the gospel. He says, we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord. And this is verse 5. But then he says these words, 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness. That's what happened in Genesis. God said, let there be light. And the darkness could not control the power of light, and the light came. For God who said light shall shine out of darkness is the one who has shone in our hearts. Oh, hear me today. This sunrise from on high is greater than the sun rising in the east, because this sunrise, this one, Jesus Christ, the light of salvation, shines inside of you and me. Paul says, he is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. All of those words simply to say, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. And when we hear about Jesus, something on the inside lights up. That means we're in a bad condition before we know Jesus. The gospel day has dawned in the coming of Jesus at his birth, and the gospel day shines brightly today in Jesus Christ. John said this. I'll just quote it for you, 1 John 2:8. I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you. Listen, 1 John 2:8. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. When we talk about Jesus, when we follow Jesus, when we honor the Lord Jesus and praise and sing to his name, when we offer that sacrifice of praise, when we follow him with our lives, when we speak to him and pray, when we open our Bibles to hear what he has to say on a daily basis, and we listen to the Holy Spirit who's now in us, he has turned on the light inside of you and me. The sunrise from on high will visit us, and Zechariah prophesies, and in your Bible in Luke chapter 2, Jesus is born. The sunrise from on high. Listen, do you know what the gospel day is sometimes called in the Bible? Today. Today. You have no promise for tomorrow, nor do I. We plan for tomorrow, but we have no promise of tomorrow. If today is the final day of your life, are you ready to meet Jesus? If today is it, regardless of your age, are you ready to meet the Lord? The most important things of life have to do with our understanding that we can be saved in Jesus. This is the whole theme of what Zacharias is talking about. Verse number 69, for the Lord has raised up a horn of salvation for us. Verse 71, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Verse 77, John the Baptist's ministry to give people a knowledge of salvation. And we know how it is to be saved. Listen, this is important because so many people live in a desperate condition. That leads me to the second thing I want you to see here. These words read like this, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us. We're in the gospel day. Jesus has been born into this world. The light is shining in Jesus. When you talk about Jesus, you turn on the lights around people. But the sad thing is, we forget about those who live around us who do not know Jesus. The gospel day, when we talk about Jesus, lights up the darkness of the world. Look at it. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Oh, you know, when I was in Boy Scouts and years ago, and we would prepare to go on one of those overnight hikes and trips, and you know, our scout bosses, you know, would always say to us, if you get lost, you just sit down where you are and we will find you. The gospel day light of Jesus is shining. When you speak about Jesus, you speak about the light. It's today. Today's the only day we have to deal with Jesus and to be saved. And your friends and my friends, my family and your family, my neighbors and your neighbors who do not know Jesus are sitting in the dark. They're sitting in the dark. They're sitting in the dark of bondage. They're sitting in the dark of unbelief. They're sitting in the dark of depression. They're sitting in the dark of despair. They're sitting in the dark. They're not walking, they're sitting. They don't know where to go. The darkness has overwhelmed them. Have you ever been in a place where it's really dark? It's a very powerful thing to be sitting in the dark. Why, none of us, unless we're in deep despair, goes into a room and sits in the dark. We turn on the light. These are sitting in darkness and they're all around us today. Oh, the things we worry about, oh, the things that trouble us. But does this trouble us today that there are so many in this day of the gospel day when the light of Jesus shines? They are sitting in darkness, my friends. They are sitting not only in darkness, but did you see the phrase? To shine upon those. This is the good news. When you tell people about Jesus, the light of Jesus, I don't understand how it happens. I don't know what happens on the inside. I don't know what it is about our minds, but the Holy Spirit takes the truth about Jesus. Whether you heard it preached or taught or you read your Bible or you heard it on the radio, whatever it was, at some point we all heard about Jesus and it was like the lights came on. We woke up out of our sleep. In the darkness, all of a sudden this light starts to come to us. These people are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. I hold this cup holder up here And if I hold it in the light, there's a shadow here on this desk. The shadow isn't the real thing. This is the real thing. They sit in the darkness and shadow of death. The shadow of death grows every day over them. Death. Oh, death is coming to all, the young and the old, the great and the small, the famous and the unknown, the rich and the poor. Death's shadow stands over them. In the darkness, they're terrorized. Doom and despair and fear. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. Do you not know, friends, that those who are our friends who do not know Jesus, they sit in darkness and in the shadow of doom? You know the Lord Jesus, when he quoted those most famous words that we all know, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life," he goes on to say, just a few words later, verse 19, this is the judgment. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light so that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. Oh, Jesus said, people sit in the darkness, and the longer they're in the darkness, the more comfortable they get with darkness. But we go and tell them about Jesus. We turn on the lights. Let your light shine, Jesus said, so that men may see your good works and glorify God. Peter said, you've been born again so that you might, what? Tell people about how you've been transferred from darkness into marvelous light. We're the light bearers. We go and tell people about Jesus in the darkness. The day shines. The gospel day is here. And Jesus Christ is the light of salvation. At Christmas, we're reminded that the sunrise from on high has visited us. He was here for a while in flesh. He died on the cross, ascended to heaven, will come again. Finally, Jesus Christ, the light of salvation, reveals the way to peace. How much of the world's history has been about finding peace, and there is no peace. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men is the message of Christmas. And it only comes in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Only in salvation will a man or woman, a boy or girl, really be at peace. And oh, how troubled people are today. So troubled. Filled with such despair and doom, they don't see any hope in life. You see, why are we surprised when people without Jesus have no hope in life? You see, friend, life without the light of salvation is a lifeless life. Lifeless. It's existence. There's nothing to it. There's no joy in it, and there's certainly no peace. Look at this promise. This sunrise from on high lights the way. Oh, how happy we are when we're on a camping trip and it's been dark, but then the sun comes up and we can find our way on the path and make our way. The same is true for those of you who've come to know Jesus. He lights the way for you. He shows you and guides you in the way that you're to live. Jesus said in John 8, 12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness. It's one of those precious promises. You ought to mark it down. You ought to think about it. My Christian friend, surely you haven't gone back to the dark. No, Paul said, you were once darkness, now you're light. Walk as children of the light. You were once darkness, and we all know what's done in the dark. Bad things are done in the dark. But in the light, all is exposed. In the light, everything is seen. When we walk in the light, as He is in the light, what did John say? We have fellowship with one another. When we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. When we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Jesus said, John 8, 12, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isaiah 59:8 says of those who are lost, they do not know the way of peace. You sit next to them at work. They do not know the way of peace. You sit with them at your table. You'll meet with some of them in your family over these holidays. You live next door to them. We pass the stranger in the grocery store or other places. They do not know the way of peace. They don't know where to go. They don't know who to turn to. They are sitting in darkness in the shadow of death, sitting there, and they have no idea how to find a way to peace and life. But you know, so we must tell them at Christmas time. The greatest gift you and I can share with our friends is to share with them the light about Jesus. Look, it's not your job to worry about what they do. If they want to run back to the dark when you talk about the light, that's not your job. It's not my job. We simply share it. We share the joy. We say to them that there's a new day, the gospel day. The gospel day of today is here. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord can be saved. Whoever, young, whoever, old, whoever, rich, whoever, poor, whoever, famous or unknown, whosoever, young and old alike, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord can be saved. The gospel day, the light is shining. The light shines into the darkness. It pushes it out. But you see, it's our job to be the lights of the world. So today we celebrate Jesus as the light of salvation. He has come to the world. The gospel day is here, and because the gospel day is here and we preach and talk about Jesus, the light shines into the darkness where people sit in darkness and in the shadow of death and do not know the way of peace. The light shines and shows them the way of peace. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. We serve the Lord Jesus, the light of salvation. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the opportunity at this time of the year to celebrate that Jesus is the light of salvation. Thank you, Lord, for the many people who are here, who've been here all morning long, who can testify to the fact that they have experienced the light of Jesus in salvation. They've been saved, and now they walk in the light and they see things better than they've ever seen them. You've brought them into the light. Now, Lord, you send us back out into the dark of the world, but we live in the gospel day of light in Jesus. Help us to do our job, Lord, as a church. Help us to carry out the work you've called us to do. In Jesus' name. While you have your heads bowed, people ask me all the time, Pastor Mike, how do I join the church? Well, the first thing is, we want you to make sure that you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you've done that and you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you want to join this church, this is the time when you do it, during this time of the worship service. In just a moment, we'll stand and sing. We'll invite you to come. You can take, just come forward to the front here and we'll talk to you about what that looks like. If you're here and you do not know Jesus, friend, I want you to know you're sitting in the dark. The shadow of death lengthens. You don't know the way of peace, but you can in Jesus. If you'll call to Him and say, Lord, please save me. I'm lost. I don't know what to do. I'm lost. He'll hear you and He'll save you. For all of us who are followers of Jesus, at Christmas time, we commit ourselves to be light bearers for Him. So whatever your decision is today, we ask you to make that public if you need to. Let's stand together. We're going to sing this great old song, Just When I Need Him Most. If you need to come, come on. You're among friends. Come on right now.
Just when I need Him, Jesus is near. Just when I falter, just when I fear, ready to help me, ready to cheer. Just when I need Him most, just when I need Him most, just when I need Him most, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need
Him. Sing again.
Him most.
Sing again. Sing the next verse.
Just when I need Him, Jesus is true. Never forsaking all the way through. Giving for burdens, pleasures unknown. Just when I need Him most. Just when I need Him most. Just when I need Him most. Jesus is near to comfort and cheer. Just when I need Him most.
Thank you very much. Would you be seated, please, for just a moment? We have just a little bit of things we have to do, a little bit of activity we need to take care of every year on this month, of this day of the month. We prepare for our new budget, and so we vote as a church, and we do this. We have a vote, a standing vote, to support our budget for the new year, 2019. Did you know it's about 2019? Did you know that, folks? Did you know you're older today than you've ever been? Did you look in the mirror today? I'm just joking. 2019 is soon to be with us. Our committees, our finance committee, our personnel committee, our trustees, our pastors and staff, everyone's worked on these things as we do every year to put together what we believe will be our plans to carry out our work. And thank you for your gracious giving year over year. It's all of our missions. It's everything we do. So we've had all of those reports out for you at the back for a number of weeks. And so now we come to do our voting. So I want Brian Wiesemann to come. Brian is the chairman of our finance committee, and he's going to lead us in this part of the process, and then we'll be finished up. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. So I hope everybody's had a chance to see the budget. It's been floating around for a couple of weeks. What everybody understands is it's a flat or a status quo budget, meaning that based on our current level of giving and tithing, we didn't increase.
Thank you, Brian, for service. Let's stand together and we'll sing. May the Lord bless you. Don't forget, 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. The King is here. You don't want to miss it. Oh, you don't want to miss it. It'll be a blessing. Bring a friend and the weather will be better. Come on and we'll see you then. Let's sing.